The University of Illinois School of Music hosts a piano institute this week, consisting of clinics and workshops for pianists and expert teachers. Another aspect of the institute will be piano concerts at the Kranich Center for the Performing Arts, performed by U of I faculty and guest artists. That takes place Tuesday through Saturday. WILL FM announcer John Frain talked with Edward Rath Jr., the associate director and professor of music at the U of I School of Music, about these events.
Ed, this is the second year of the Piano Institute. Could you explain what goes on at these piano institutes in the merry month of June?
Yes. John, this is a very exciting time for us. We welcomed last year approximately 15 pianists, primarily our own students. And this year we have nearly 30 pianists. Many are our students from here on campus, but many are coming from off campus and out of state. Basically, there are three components. There's private lessons with the three faculty members. There are master classes with four, possibly five faculty members and or guest artists. And then we have five wonderful concerts by our guest artists and faculty, plus three student recitals towards the end of the institute. So it's something for everybody and a lot of everything.
Last year's concerts were in the friendly confines of Smith Music Hall. I take it you have a different venue this year for the concerts.
That's right, John. Some of the audience may know that we are renovating and reconstructing in the Recital Hall of Smith this summer. And because of that, we needed to find a new venue, and the fine folks at Kranich opened their doors to the Folinger Great Hall. So we'll be having the five artist faculty recitals there Tuesday through Saturday nights, starting at 7:30.
And they will be up, the audience will be seated up on stage?
Right, and that what we call the salon series style seating. All the audience will be basically on the same level as the pianist, and it's a very nice, intimate surrounding, and I think folks will really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have, last year, you have some guest artists from outside the faculty, do you not?
Right. We have a duo piano team that they will be returning for the second year, Richard and John Contiguglia from New York. And they're students of Myra Hess, among other teachers, and are just, it's a fabulous duo piano team. They play four-hand piano, and they play two-piano piano. So that's going to be a very nice concert. And then we're bringing in James Tocco, who is at the University of Cincinnati Conservatory of Music, an outstanding pianist. And we're really looking forward to hearing him for the first time on campus.
And aside from that, there will be three faculty members from the School of Music.
Right. The series starts out on Tuesday, the 17th of June, with Timothy Aylin, who's doing an all Beethoven program. He's doing a somewhat early sonata, Opus 7. Some people say that was one of Beethoven's favorite sonatas, especially the second movement. And then he's playing the huge Hammerklavier, Opus 106. That's a really rare treat for people to hear that played live.
Right, with that fantastic final fugue.
Unbelievably difficult and so well thought out.
Right. That should be quite an exciting opening. And after that come the Contiguglia brothers, mm-hmm. and they have quite an interesting concert-ending event, do they not?
Yes. This is one of the rare occasions when people will be able to hear Franz Liszt's transcription of the finale of the Beethoven Ninth Symphony, the so-called Choral Symphony, as Liszt transcribed it for two pianos. Liszt transcribed all the Beethoven symphonies for solo piano. That's a feat in itself to play any or all of them. But for two pianos to cover all the choral parts and the orchestra parts, I think it's very, very exciting. I personally have not heard this particular transcription. I know the one for solo piano.
Mm-hmm. And they're also doing some piano forehand work. So I see one of them listed here by one of them by Franz Schubert.
Yes, this is more traditional repertoire, the Andante and Variations of Schumann, and then the duo called Lebenstürme of Schubert.
And that will be at one piano playing forehand.
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. And then we come to the William Hylas program.
Yes, Bill Hylas is going to be doing a varied program. He's starting out with the Schoenberg Opus 11. We think of it as a very romantic piece of music these days, but at its time it was really quite, quote, modern. And he's also doing two Richikars from the musical offering of Bach, the Webern Variations, and then after intermission is offering the complete preludes, all 24 preludes of Frédéric Chopin.
That's quite a feat.
Yes.
The Webern Variations come between the two Bach segments from the musical offering.
Yes.
Is there a plan there? Or does the Webern have something to do with the musical offering?
I can't answer that question. I'm mm-hmm. sorry. I haven't spoken with Professor Hylas about it, but as you know, he is quite an intellectual player and just has a marvelous mind for playing all sorts of contemporary music, especially from memory, which is very impressive, but also plays, I think, so much, if not the complete works of Bach. So it's really a great treat. And he's also a specialist in Chopin. Mm-hmm. So he's balancing, you know, two or three areas of expertise here.
As I remember, on last year's program, he did Bach on the harpsichord and then Bach on the piano.
Yes, that is correct.
Which is quite an interesting contrast.
Very much so.
And then James Tocco comes on Friday evening with a varied program of that ranges from impressionistic music to Beethoven sonata and also some Chopin.
Yes, well, we start out with the Les Adieux, the Opus 81A. It's a programmatic piece of sorts. It's a wonderful piece to listen to. I've played it many times in concerts, and it's a wonderful piece to perform. And then he's going to be doing the Samuel Barber Excursions, which are some shorter pieces by the American composer of the 20th century. And then at the end of the first half, he'll be offering three selections from the Miroir Suite of Ravel. After intermission, he'll be doing the complete 12 etudes from Opus 10 by Chopin.
I see.
Also a huge undertaking.
And the final concert will be on Saturday, June 21st, with Ian Hobson at the piano.
Right, and I think it's rather fitting that Ian should kind of close everything and wrap all this beautiful piano playing up, because he is the person who thought this institute constructed it in the last summer and has enlisted the support of his two colleagues, plus people sponsored by the Adams Foundation. So Ian's going to be playing a Haydn sonata in C minor and the Schumann first sonata, the great F-sharp minor sonata. And then he's going to introduce the audience to a brand new piece. It's the world premiere of Roberto Sierra's Toccata that was written for Ian just this year. Then he'll be playing four pieces by Brahms, some of the last piano pieces that Brahms wrote. And then he'll finish his program with a Ravel transcription of Ravel's own La Valse for solo piano, a fiendishly difficult piece.
And as I remember it, Ian conducted some pieces by Roberto Sierra this past year at the Sinfonia da Camera.
That is correct. And I believe those were either American premieres or first performances of some sort.
A strange tempo of performances here in a university community. Towards the end of each semester, it's standing room only in every hall on campus, and then the great silence comes. So these Piano Institute concerts come at a very opportune time for a music-hungry audience.
I think so, and I think if you put it in the context of what went on last week at the Jazz Festival, this was a great success. Again, pretty much standing room only, sold-out houses. We had jazz in a symphonic context, and then we had two nights of Maynard Ferguson music, a smaller band and the bigger concert band. And then we've got now a week of piano music next week. And then towards the end of the summer, actually, I guess it's traditionally the last fling of the summer season, Labor Day weekend, we have a four-day festival out at the Allerton Music Barn.
And that started last year as well,
yes,
along with the Piano Institute.
Yes.
And so this will be the continuation from last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we were discussing this before our interview. It will run from August 29th to Labor Day, which happens to be on September 1st.
That's correct. We start out with a single concert at 8:30 on Friday, and then there are concerts at 10:30 in the morning and 8:30 in the evening, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, ending up with the Kletsky Pass Klezmer Trio.
So we have a kind of bookend effect here at the Piano Institute at the beginning of the summer, and then this Allerton Music Barn events, these events at the end, traditional end of the summer, the Labor Day weekend.
Right.
Well, thank you very much, Ed Rath, Associate Director of the School of Music, for coming by and discussing these upcoming events with us. And to repeat once more, the Piano Institute begins this coming Tuesday with Timothy Allen's Beethoven Sonata Concert.
Correct.
At 7:30, and you'll be sitting on the stage of the Folinger Great Hall.
That's correct.
Thank you very much, Ed.
Thank you, John.
That was WILL-FM announcer John Frain speaking with Edward Rath, Jr. at the U of I School of Music about this week's Piano Institute. And they mentioned the Allerton Music Festival that takes place August 29th through 31st.